Again, it's 4 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK. Our clocks have not gone forward as yet. It is my pleasure to welcome back to Psychic Choice Radio the wonderful Becky Crogan once again this evening. And where's my call cue? Now we've got the 7 minute timer on, but can I say, at the moment, I'm tempted not to use it because the call queue is kind of very, very low. I'm not going to say how low, but let's just say low. okay, kind of strange, really. I don't know, Wednesday just seems to be an odd day where nobody seems to want to do anything anymore. I don't know why that is, whether there's something special on the TV on Wednesday, I don't know. I don't know what he sees. But hopefully we'll get some more lovely callers as the show goes on. We're here for 2 hours. And we have what is known as a 7-minute timer now. What happens after the 7 minutes is that there is a 3-minute countdown in which the reader winds up the call with that particular person. And we may have a short break before going on to the next person. We are averaging anything up to 11 people in a 2-hour show. And I think that's, you know, a good average for any 2-hour show. And that's taking breaks, you know. So I think if we can take breaks and still make 11 calls, then we're doing well. Yes, Kelly, is there something you wanted to say?
No. I haven't seen
Oh, sorry. Playing a game there in the background. And okay. Well, all right then. As I said there before, I'm tempted to leave the timer, but I know that if I do leave the timer, it will be unfair when people start calling in. And we did this on one show before, where we left the timer in the first hour and everybody tried to inundate the second hour. And because we'd already given people longer readings in the first hour, they expected the same. But I'm not here to please people. I am a podcaster and that's all I am. And I'm not here to please people. I'm here to do a podcast show, and that is all I'm here for. If I was here to please everyone, I'd be getting paid for it. Something to think about, isn't it? Okay. Right. Right, let's say hello to Becky then. And we're going to try the timer. We're going to give Becky an idea of what the timer does. So we're going to start the 7-minute timer now. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Hi.
So how are you feeling now?
I'm getting there. Every day
a little bit better, yeah? Oh, wonderful. It's wonderful to hear you back with us. Now, we will be letting Becky go early if need be, ladies and gents. So just bear in mind. And we don't have a very full call queue at the moment. So Becky is not yet 100%. And as you heard her say there, day by day, as we all do. Right then, we have Laura.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Laura.
Sorry to hear you're feeling under the weather. Hope you get better soon.
Well, thank you. What can I do for you today?
What are you picking up for me around work? And so my contract is supposed to end on Monday. And
okay.
My boss, who is also a contractor, I think he's behind the reason why, because the leadership didn't know that my last day was going to be Monday. So I'm wondering if you see me getting extended by the leadership on Monday, or am I going to be looking for another contract?
I think the leadership is going to get involved with this decision, whatever comes out. I do have a strong feeling that they will extend it, but you need to be prepared if they don't.
Okay. So,
and this person who is like your higher up who's standing in the way, is he the type that just wants everything to be done, or does he want you to go with him to the next contract?
No, he's going to be, he's getting extended. He hired a friend of his onto the project. She wanted my job, and he basically handed it over to her. So he's...
Okay.
There's a new project coming up with the client, and he's going to be making her, giving her my position. So he wants me out of the way because of that.
I would definitely go to somebody who's higher up with him and explain the situation, especially from your opinion, because they may be, have heard an entirely different story from him. And when you go in there, have everything that you're doing and your job performance and, you know, how you excel at this and this and this, and have it ready so you can lay it out for them and have the, as professional as possible, so you don't go in there sign like you're just being whiny.
Right.
I do not think that they are aware that this person that he has hired, that they have contact outside the business. And I do believe that if you do some researching that you will find that they've got a probably, maybe not in writing, but it's just something that's aware of, like a no fraternization policy, where that would be a way that her coming into them with them already having a relationship, that would stop that. But I get the feeling he's kind of playing dirty with you.
Yeah, he has been.
So, in your defense, of course, you got to defend yourself, but do it as an adult and a professional, and don't get into any of that finger-pointing games. You know, have, like I said, have documentation and stuff with you, and I do think that you'll have a really good chance of staying on. But as of right now, they really don't know what's going on, so they need to have someone to inform them exactly. Because, honestly, he could have told them anything about this person that he, whose contract that he took.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just been, I'm at the point where I would like to get something else, with, but with the coronavirus and everything, it seems to be putting a hold on a lot of projects that I had hopes of landing. So I just wonder if I, what do you see for me about getting another contract somewhere else?
I think that you're going to be able to get a contract wherever you want to go. It's the point is, do you want to stay here?
Well, if I stay here, so the thing is I need the money, but here's the issue.
Right.
I don't actually want to continue working for him or with her. So
right.
it would be very unpleasant for me. I would prefer to go elsewhere, but I have to make an income. But I really don't want to stay working for him because I don't trust him. I think he's a snake.
Oh, I wouldn't trust him either. None of you's pulling something like that. I would still go to the his supervisors with the documentation and stuff so they know what he is doing. You getting a contract, I don't think that's going to be very hard for you to do. But
yeah.
I just think with you presenting to them what you are finding and then what you're capable of doing, not only is it going to let you stay there until you find another contract, but it's going to give you a better reference.
Well, I already
you can't
have...
Go in there like a, I mean,
no,
you can't
I mean,
go in there like a woman scorned.
I already have a couple of the leadership writing recommendations for me.
Good.
So, yeah. The company that I work for, the employer that I work for, the vendor, they also employ my boss. I'm wondering, I'm wondering if my employer, my vendor, knows that my boss is doing this. Because they might not be aware of themselves.
Yeah. See, that's probably who I'm seeing that you need to go to.
Okay.
Because with you and your contracts, it's a very complicated system of
Yeah.
But I don't think they know what he's doing.
They submitted me to another company in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Do you think that would go through? You see that going through?
I think you will. It will. Laura, you were only hindered by not having enough self-confidence in this. You can get anything that you want just by wanting it. You're a very good manifester.
Well, if that were the case, I'd have my house. And I've been trying to get house for years, and I just about had it, and I had to pull out of the deal because of all this falling through.
Well, you know, it's going to come when it's, you know, it's hard to hear, but it'll come when the time is right. And just think of it. If you would have had a house and then your contract falling through, what else that would
minutes.
Be?
But the thing is, so, as a contractor, I'm always going to have to live with that. So I have, but I was hoping to at least have enough of a cushion underneath me before that happened that I could ride it out.
My advice is to start skipping on little things that you really don't have, like, you know, the $5 Starbucks in the morning, just so you have a little push. I don't think you're going to get pushed out as quick as you think you are, and I do think that there's another contract that's coming in your future.
Okay, good. Thanks, Becky. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You just hang on to that and just manifest it.
I'm trying. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Take care. Bye. Bye, Ken.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. Now, let's chat. So you can see now, I think Becky can see how the 7-minute timer works. But can I say that over the years that we've been on Psychic Choice Radio, Becky can read in 7 minutes anyway. Yeah. And I know that sounds amusing, and that might sound very amusing to our callers and listeners and our other readers, but it amuses me to think that, you know, if Becky can do it, then why can't everybody else? Because what seems to happen is that since we put the timer on, it's like, you know, nobody can make it properly. And I don't know what that is. It's like I have my readers struggling with it, and I can't really understand why that should be. Because a lot of them claim to have worked on psychic phone lines, and I'm thinking, well, okay, if you worked on psychic phone lines, how long do you actually give each person? You know, and if they can handle psychic phone lines, then they can handle a 7-minute timer. Yeah, you know, I thinking it's kind of strange, that one. I can't really figure that out, but maybe I'll learn in time. But the thing is, the 3-minute timer is there after the 7 minutes to advise the reader that it is time to wind up that particular call. And there are some callers that will ask or try to ask a question right on the last minute. They've got to listen to the timer as well as the reader, because it is important to be able to give people a fair crack of the whip. And let's just say, when I say a fair crack, because in the ideal world, everyone in the call queue would be donating. Now, we know we're not in the ideal world. It's not going to happen, because so long as you can call into a free phone number, you are going to take advantage of that free phone number, no matter what. You know, and the fact that Ken pays for his studio every month. Doesn't matter a sod to most people, you know. It's to say, there's a handful of people on any one night that actually take the time to donate. Yeah. And let's just say, if we're going to call queue of 10, you can guarantee that there'll be 5 lepers. Yeah. So, you know, you've heard of the 10 lepers. Only, I think only 5 came back. So it's only 1 came back, actually. But, yeah, okay. You know, out of 10, it's just thinking, like, and that's how it, yeah, I could say, it works, see. Ken Rabbiting has actually made a call. So, okay, so we're going to, the timer has been reset. Going to bring Becky back online, and we have an area 407.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Mike.
What can I help you with, Mike?
I just want to say I'm a huge fan of the show, and I've been listening to a lot of radio shows ever since Jeffrey from Subway stuck his pee-pee in my bum-bum, and yeah, it's been thanks. Thank you.
Okay, what can I help you with?
Well, I don't think we can help Michael. Do you, Becky?
No.
What happened there? Carol said. Carol obviously didn't hear that one, but yeah.
I just thought it was best to ignore.
Oh dear. Yeah. But it was one of those, Carol. Yes. it was a wallow. Yeah. Okay. Right. Just when we thought we had another caller, we got an idiot, a wally. Call them what you like. They come to try us, don't they? Eh? Why is it always on a Wednesday night? I don't know. Okay. That's probably why we don't get callers on a Wednesday. I think Blog Talk does something on a Wednesday night that they don't do any other night of the week. But okay, it doesn't matter. I'm sure we'll get callers as the night goes on. We know that some people have changed their clocks this week, but it should be back to normal by now. And you know that we're here at 9 p.m. UK time all year round. We used to change to accommodate, and we don't do that anymore. It just means that you've got to be here an hour earlier until we change, which is like a couple of weeks away. And then we're all back level pegging again. So in the meantime, we're going to have some music. Okay. You know, when we have a break and when music is playing, ladies and gents, it gives me a chance off mic to have a little chinwag, if you will, with the wife, or as they say, her indoors. She doesn't like that one. But okay. Now then, let's just say I've been thinking recently of cutting Wednesdays down to just 1 hour. I'm sure Becky doesn't mind. And what it means that if we set the show to 1 hour, and then if we do get a large court queue on a Wednesday, we've always got archive time. So it means that you'll have to be here early, won't you, if you're regulars and you want to be in that first hour live, yeah, then you'll have to be here early. But it means that I will use Wednesday as a trial, because Wednesday, it's a funny day just recently. I don't know what it is. But I'm saying one thing now. If it works on a Wednesday, I shall be doing it all week. Because it's come to my mind to use Wednesday as a trial and set the shows to just 1 hour, which means that you have to get here early to be in that live session before we go over into archive. It might mean that some readers can't go over into archive. Think about that one then. Now, on a Monday, we've got one reader that can't go over into archive because it cuts off on the 2 hour mark. Yeah? And not all the readers that we have with us can actually stay online because of the method they used to call in the first place. Mickey's device does not stay longer than 2 hours on air. I don't know what the reason for that is. I know Mickey doesn't pay, so far as I know, unless he's got a business account, which has preset minutes on. So I really don't know the reason for that. So, you've just heard one piece of rock music there. Now, I don't always put the name of the band beside the music. I just got track one, track two, and track three, and I marked rock one, rock two, and rock three. So I haven't got a clue who's who tonight. My memory doesn't always serve me as to my rock bands. So I do apologise, but I'm sure Becky will know who's who. We're going to have another one, because we had a Wally, but we haven't had another call yet. So I've posted out on Twitter, which automatically goes to Facebook, and I posted out that we are actually live on air, but let's just say that within the first 30 minutes of the show, if we don't get nothing in the next 30 minutes, we will be letting Becky go early. And I'm sure she doesn't mind, because Becky's not 100% yet at the moment. But it's looking kind of bleak, and I can't understand why. Wednesdays have gone, I don't know what's happening with Wednesdays. Nobody seems to want to know Wednesdays anymore. It's like Wednesdays are that midweek day that just, for some reason, nobody's interested in a Wednesday. You know, it's like, I know there's nothing on television on a Wednesday in the UK. It's one of the most boring nights of the week. But we're here. We're on air. We're sorry, you know, it's just, so where are you? Right then.
Thank you.
Ooh, okay. You know, ladies and gents, over the time that we've been on air now going on 8 years, maybe even more. Over that time, we've had unique people with us, unique readers, and everybody on the planet is unique in their own way, but the readers that we've had with us on Psychic Choice Radio have their own unique abilities. And, you know, when I say unique, I mean precisely that. Because the way Becky reads is unique. And I've had readings with Becky myself. And so has my wife and the rest of my family. And there is a uniqueness there in the way Becky delivers her readings. Every psychic and every medium and spiritual worker that we have with us here on Psychic Choice Radio has their own unique ability. So what happens on a Wednesday is kind of a little bit disheartening to me, because I can't understand what's happened to Wednesdays. We moved studios recently back to Studio One from Studio Two, where Wednesday nights was very popular in our Studio Two, and always had been. Actually, every night was popular, and there was no unpopular night. But just strangely, since we've come back into our original studio here at Studio One, Wednesday nights have gone right down. So what is it about Wednesdays? Will you please inundate us with your comments as to what is wrong with Wednesday? Because we want to know, and I'm sure it's not Becky. Because like I've just said, I am very fond of Becky's uniqueness. Yeah, and I've had readings with Becky myself, and I'm sure that, you know, and it's got nothing at all to do with Becky. So it just surprises me as to where people go on a Wednesday now. I to say, I do know that there are other shows out there on Blog Talk Radio. I know we're not the only one. And I know we're not unique in what we do. I'm talking about uniqueness tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But in the rankings of Blog Talk Radio, you will see on the spirituality that we are quite low in the list. And, well, to be quite honest, we're not even there compared to other shows. And we don't have a ranking as such. So we're not in the top 10. We're not even in the top 20 or the top 100, you know. And yet we have followers, which is kind of strange. And I will say, ladies and gents, that we're not the only show here that, you know, takes PayPal representation or some sort of representation or support. So, you know, I'm sure it's not that that's keeping people away. We've got 17 minutes before we reach the top of the first hour. If people don't start calling in now in the next 17 minutes, then we will cut the show. Because I'm sure Becky would sooner be doing other things. I would sooner be doing other things than be sitting looking at a blank studio. And can I say that we're not scripted? And I've said this many times before. There are those out there that think that when Ken speaks, or Ken asks to open his gob at all, on any show, that he is putting out his misery, he's putting out his complaint, he's moaning again. Well, let's just say that, you know, I will defend Psychic Choice Radio. It is my baby, so to speak, and I will defend it. But I shall also defend myself, because I'm just a human being after all, you know. And let's just say that we're doing a spiritual show, if you like, if you want to call it that. But it doesn't mean I have to be spiritual all the time, you know. And I can be hurt just as easily as the next person. And when people have a pop at me, so to speak, then they better look out, because Ken has two sides. You know, we had the old expression, there's two sides to the coin. Well, just ask the wife. Yeah, because, you know, why should I have to sit and take people's comments when I'm pouring in my money into doing these shows? Yeah, and I have been for the last 8 years. You know, I can take comments, but I don't have to take hurt and pain. Yeah, so when people want to have a pop at me over not doing things the way they want them, as opposed to the way that I want them, as the producer and owner of the show, you know, then I don't have to take that. And I'm not going to. So, there you go. Right, that took all the 7 minutes, just to say that little bit, didn't it? Right, so we're here. And we're here for 1 hour and 14 minutes. And archive time. Yeah, right. You call, ladies and gents, if you're out there listening, you call in the last 10 minutes of this show, and I can guarantee you will already be gone, because it's not going to happen. What happened there, I think, a week ago, Tuesday, is that, as we said a little earlier, is that the first hour we had like this, where nobody was calling, and then the second hour went balmy. And I think what it was, we'll mess his 7 minute timer up. He won't do the 7 minute timer in the first hour, because he'll have no callers. And then when they called in the second hour, they thought, oh, there'll be no timer on, we'll get unlimited minutes. But they didn't, because when they started to inundate the court to second hour, the timer went on. Ken's no fool, and if anybody thinks that I am, then listen to this.
Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
Okay, the clocks have changed in the US, in most states, and it might mean that mothers are out on school runs and things like that. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to let Becky come in to say goodbye to you, because we're going to end up, ladies and gents, now. I know that you might be listening out there, but don't call now, because it'd be a waste of your time if you do. Next week, we're going to set it to 1 hour, and then if we get calls, we get calls. If we don't, we don't. Nothing lost, nothing gained. We'll be using Wednesday as a trial, and if Wednesday works in the way that I expect it to, we'll be doing it for all shows. So you'll get an hour live, of which you'll have to be here to be in the call queue. Yeah. And then if we get a heavy court queue, only then will we go over into archive time, which means that if you don't donate, you don't get in, do you?
Thank you, Becky.
I think we're going to wind it up, Becky, yeah?
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's not happening here. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is with Wednesdays, but I think what we'll do next time, Becky, we'll set it to an hour and then see how that goes. And then, you know, if it gets busy, we can always go into the archive player, yeah?
Right.
Right. Okay. Cut the wrong microphone off. Okay, so as I said there that we thank Becky for joining us. Becky's not too well, and she's taken the time out to join us this evening, today. We've been on air now for an hour. We've played music. We've had a wally. We've had a chat. And we've had one caller. So, if you're out there listening and you do listen back to this show, what we shall do next time is that we're setting to 1 hour and 1 hour only. If you want to get in to the court queue, yeah, you'll have to be nice and early, and you will have to prove that you have actually paid your donation. And if we try this on a Wednesday, we'll be doing it on every show. So look out, because if this is the way you're going to treat Wednesdays, look out, because Ken's going to change everything. Yeah? And Ken needs to keep up with things. And if you think you can beat Ken this way, keep trying.